In the early 1990s, South Central Los Angeles had become synonymous with gang violence, drive-by shootings, and crack cocaine. In March 1991, the videotape beating of Rodney King showed a city whose police force seemed out of control. In this environment, 20 years ago this month, the movie Boys in the Hood exploded off the screen. It was the work of a young director just out of film school.
It's hard to be a saint in South Central L.A.
Morning Edition commentator John Ridley has this look back.
In 1990, Stephanie Elaine was one of the few female and very few executives of color at a major Hollywood studio, Columbia Pictures. In May of that year, Stephanie was busy looking for someone to fill her old job of reading scripts for the studio.
And I heard about a kid who was still in school who was interested in the job. So I called him up. Little John shows up in my office, and he starts telling me about the script that he wrote. And he's telling me how he's going to direct it and this and that, and he's not in school, but he has an agent. And I'm thinking, okay, this kid's not really a reader. He's a writer. Let me read the script.
The kid was 22-year-old John Singleton. John had a script called Boys in the Hood that told the story of Trey, Ricky, and Doughboy. Three friends growing up with dreams of one day moving beyond their violent circumstances in South Central.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
Trey's daddy blasted at somebody last night.
Really? What kind of gun your daddy got?
The script focused on the relationship of Trey Stiles and his father, Furious, a single parent trying to instill values in his troubled son, contrary to the pressures and temptations of his environment.
You know, Trey, you may think I'm being hard on you right now, but I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm trying to teach you how to be responsible. It's like your little friends across the street, they don't have anybody to show them how to do that. They don't. You're going to see how they end up, too.
It's the story that a lot of those cats used to make in the 80s in the suburbs, but made in the hood.
The film's writer and director, John Singleton.
I loved those pictures at that time, but I also felt alienated because none of those people look like me. So me and my friends would catch the bus up to Hollywood and we go see the movies. And then we spend the whole time going down Vermont talking about what movies we would make. It would always be something like what I did with Boys in the Hood.
The script was written with a power and immediacy that absolutely floored Stephanie Elaine.
It was one of those moments where I closed my door, I sat and I read it in one sitting and I was devastated. And I closed it and I thought, okay, this is what I'm here to do.
You bad. You got to shoot somebody now. Look, I'm sorry about your friend. My heart goes out to his mother and his family, but that's their problem, Trey. You my son. You my problem.
A lot of people don't really understand what it is to be young, black, and male and grow up in L.A. It's like you're taught to have the potential to explode. You know, it's like if a person looks at you wrong or a certain slight could turn into like, you know, boom.
It's that perspective that John wanted to put on screen. Never mind he'd never done a feature film before. John was determined to direct the script himself. Stephanie Elaine recalls at one point the studio tried to bribe John into letting someone else direct the movie.
He was offered like $100,000 just to walk away. You know, what would you say if we gave you $100,000? And John was so cool. I was so proud of him. He was like, I'd say this conversation's over.
John began casting the film focusing on the lead role, Trey Stiles. Eventually, the part went to a very pre-Oscar-winning Cuba Gooding Jr., still just a kid himself, on the hustle for his next gig.
You got to remember, this was early in my career. I didn't know what stage direction was. I didn't know what EXT, INT, period. I didn't know that meant exterior, interior. I didn't know we were outdoors or indoors. I just knew my lines. I knew Trey's lines. I knew his father, Furious, is mad at him. And I knew that emotion. That's how I came to this story.
Singleton went on to fill out the cast with established veteran Lawrence Fishburne, as well as what would become a who's who of actors. Angela Bassett, Regina King, Morris Chestnut, Nia Long, and in his first role as an actor, rapper Ice Cube. Cuba Gooding Jr. remembers the relative inexperience of the cast didn't keep them from sensing that something special was happening.
None of us knew what we were involved with. We just knew that we had nothing to lose to put our whole body, heart, and soul into these roles. And that's exactly what we were looking to do.
Trey, what happened? Trey, what happened? Talk to me. What happened?
home.
What happened to Ricky?
Trey.
Talk to him. Something just happened to Rick. I don't know. It just got shot.
Wait, now.
In watching the film, it's truly amazing that the 22-year-old singleton was able to coax such mature performances from his cast. It helped that John was able to take directing lessons from Francis Ford Coppola by way of Lawrence Fishburne, who'd previously worked with Coppola on Apocalypse Now.
This before we even start, I said, I need to know everything. Tell me everything you did that Francis taught you as an actor. And we sat in my little apartment and everything. He'd say they would read the script and they would do improvisations that had to do with the characters and nothing to do with the script, to flesh out the characters. He says, and then we'd eat a lot of pasta and drink some wine and stuff, right?
Once completed, the film was instantly recognized as being extraordinary. It became an official selection in the 1991 Cannes Film Festival, and on July 12th, Boys in the Hood opened nationally to both critical and financial success. It took in nearly $60 million at the box office, and Boys earned Singleton an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Screenplay and Best Director. He was both the youngest and the first Black American to be nominated in the director category. In the two decades since, John Singleton has gone on to write, direct, and produce films that have earned nearly $500 million at the box office, including Shaft and Too Fast, Too Furious. But Boys in the Hood remains his signature piece. Stephanie Elaine.
After 20 years and having seen the movie so many times, I still cry. It's still very powerful.
In 1991, John Singleton just wanted to make a movie with characters that look like him. 20 years later, it's clear that he's left us with a powerful documentation of the pains and hopes and dreams of an entire city.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier.
Morning Edition's John Ridley is an author and screenwriter. The Anniversary Edition Blu-ray of Boys in the Hood is out this month, and you can see the cast on set then and see where they are now at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.